Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the stew.
To the stew. It's great to be here.
I feel like every time we're like, oh, it's just so good to be here.
It's so good to be back.
I'd love when we're in the stew.
No, me too. It's really just a therapy session for us. Mm. We don't have updates because we just recorded them about an hour ago for the last episode.
Yeah, look, we're banking, but do not fear.
We have a good episode. I'm excited for this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about hot girl habits.
And hot girl, it's an energy, not an aesthetic.
Yes.
Or are they the same thing?
Well, I think it's not so much about the visual of hot girl. Do you know what I mean? It's more...
We're not giving you like the surgeon's contact.
No, we're not telling you to get a BBL, okay? I mean, if you want.
Sure. I mean, yeah, pop off. Really dangerous though. Reconsider.
Really?
I think it's like one of the most life-threatening
What about just like a lipo? Or is that the same thing?
You lost me. I'm not really sure. But I just know people die. Mm. BBLs.
Well, proceed with caution.
Well, I'm still here, so...
We were fine when we got ours done, so, you know.
If I had a BBL, I'd want an immediate refund. I had a reverse BBL.
But, yeah, it's more so in the sense of hot girl habits internally.
Yeah.
Some external. We're going to give you some beauty tips, but mostly internal.
Yes, because this year we're going to be hot girls. We're going to do hot girl shit, yes. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm just sorry. I feel like...
Have you lost
my little T-Rex?
Maddie's lost movement.
Sorry, I just realized because I was going like this. Anyway, okay, so we've got four categories. I was very excited about these. We've got number one, wellness. Number two, beauty. Number three, mindfulness. And number four, my personal favorite, aura.
Nice work, Mads.
Yeah, thank you.
That was your doing.
I really got excited about those categories,
especially aura.
I'm really excited about aura.
Okay, well, should we just jump straight into it, Dom?
Let us begin.
Accessing the files.
Please hold. I'm on Instagram. Ignore that.
If you're not watching on video, just to explain what's going on, Maddie has a strapless dress on, but it comes down, like there's a fold, and it kind of sits near the bottom of her elbow, therefore restricting all movement, and you look like a T-Rex.
I look like a T-Rex, but it's so cute. I love this dress. This, honestly... A big say.
Also, shout out Meshki.
Meshki
for our looks. Last week's episode as well, we wore Meshki looks. And this week, we're really just trying to be hot girls this year, okay?
Trying to put more effort in. Remember I said that was my ins? I'm like always in just a pair of black pants and a black tank top.
We went through that phase where we would only wear black hoodies and like leggings.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still kind of in that phase.
Totally same, but we're trying to change that.
We're trying to change it. Sorry, thank you, Meshki, for the dresses. I love this one.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're going to start with wellness.
Great place to start. Okay. My first one for wellness.
Let me guess. Is it a fucking ice bath?
No, that's my third one for wellness. Okay, Thank you for asking. But yeah, that's coming up, obviously. I guess we can skip it now. We all know. we all know that I love
an ice bath. She's getting paid, so.
By the,
disclaimer, ice,
by an the ad. Ice bath community. So boring. Going for a walk in the morning.
It's not boring.
Okay.
I love my walks. Walks are great.
Right? I know we talk about this all the time, but I cannot stress enough how nice that bit of peace, I think especially in the morning. I'm a morning person, but just having that hour or so to yourself to go for a walk, switch off, listen to an audiobook, listen to your favorite song, listen to music, whatever it is, but just like don't connect with anyone. Have that time to yourself, touch some grass, game changer. Look at the sun when it rises, apparently really good for your
Not too long.
Your pineal gland.
Did you make that up?
Look it up.
All right.
Yeah, that one, I don't know where the lab coat is, but apparently beneficial.
I've seen things that if you have insomnia, if you look at the sun when you wake up, it resets the body clock.
Pineal gland.
Is that what? I don't know. I feel like you're making
Dude,
that
it
up.
Sounds like something in a, like near the scrotum. I don't even know where the scrotum is. Sorry to the guys. Listen, I actually have no idea what that is.
But that's yeah. No,
not good.
What? The scrotum. The scrotum.
I'm still stuck on that.
The scrotum is the like.
Is it? Do you know?
Yeah, that's what okay. it is.
I'm glad we cleared that up. But yeah, going for a walk in the morning changed my mental health completely. Mm-hmm. Could not recommend enough. You can even like listen to some. I went through a frequency music phase where I'd listen to, I think it was 585 hertz, positive music.
Do you type that into like YouTube?
Yes, you can type
focus productivity music.
No, I think it was like music for positive manifestations or something. I was like, what frequency like changed my life? And then I'd like journal, all the things, but walk.
My number one wellness tip is probably to be intentional about what you're eating, because I have definitely noticed my mood is so related to what I'm eating. If I have a lot of sugar, which we did just do,
yeah,
I have such a bad sugar crash. If I eat junk food, I just feel really bloated and lethargic and slow, like brain fog a little bit, compared to if I'm eating really well. 80-20 rule, so obviously not restricting yourself, but just being intentional about what you're eating, I think is so powerful. I've noticed a big difference.
Definitely. I think there's like something to be said about like, sorry, I'm getting woo-woo right off the bat, but the energy as well when you're at home. And
it's about if you eat meat.
No.
Oh, you know how I used to say that?
Yes, and I still believe it. Don't talk about it. It makes me spiral, okay?
Okay.
No, this is not a vegetarian propaganda, so we'll move along. But no, I think when you cook at home and you go and you buy fresh produce and you know what you're putting in your foods and you're like obviously making conscious efforts to look after your body and your gut health and everything, just so much nicer. Obviously, going out for dinner, don't.
Well, 80-20. 80-20. Like, you've got to have balance, but it does make a difference if you're just eating crap.
Yes. Even your skin. Like,
your skin.
I feel like I don't have less of an under eye bag. Yes. Like, when you're eating good and like focusing on, you know, obviously everyone has different needs for what they need to eat and whatever that may be. But I think it's also getting to know yourself and your body, however you do that, whether it's like talking to someone, looking into your, I don't know, like a naturopath or talking to your doctor about all these things, whatever it may be. I think it's like important to take control of that, know how your body works, know what works for you, what diet works for you. And like, yeah, like you said, be really intentional about it. And then you'll just be hot AF.
Mood. Absolutely.
Prioritizing sleep.
Okay. It's like, I feel like we sound like a broken record, but it's always nice just to be refreshed about these things because they're so important.
Obviously, we've spoken about these topics before in the past. We've had this podcast for 4 years, but sometimes even for us, like we'll have these routines and like rituals or whatever, and then you fall off a little bit. Like life happens, shit happens. And then it's like, I'll listen to a podcast and I'll be like, oh, I love doing that. I love boxing, or I love this. And I'm like, yes. So, you know, if you're feeling like we've said this before, sorry about it. Moving on.
Sleep is huge though. Sleep is such a big, big thing. I've been listening to a few podcasts and they get very successful guests on, like who was on Diary of a CEO. He gets like all the billion-dollar dudes and women on. And they number one thing they talk about is sleep. That's what their biggest priority and biggest focus is, because if you don't sleep well, you don't perform well. No. And it really does impact so many of your decisions throughout the day as well. You start making bad, poor decisions if you're sleep deprived. So
I think it's really easy, especially with like social media and like watching shows and like all these things.
You can get sucked in. Doom scrolling.
Yes, doom scrolling. Like if you want to, you have content for ever. Endless amounts of content in front of you. But I think it's so important just to know, like, set a bedtime. Set these like rules and boundaries for yourself, because nothing makes you look better than a good sleep.
I've been seeing doctors get interviewed and they say, what's the number one anti-aging tool? Sleep.
Yeah.
A good sleep schedule.
Even Kim Kardashian, actually. She wears, I think, an Oura ring, and she was talking, I think it was in like one of the old, most recent I don't know, whatever, seasons, she was talking about how she's like so obsessed with her sleep,
sleep
and tracking it. And like she gets really like fixated on whether she had a good night's sleep or not. And I think that's so interesting. Obviously, if all these mm-hmm. successful people
talking about it, mm-hmm.
we should be listening.
We should.
Yeah. So sleep, so important. Definitely I love my sleep.
Make it a priority. Yeah. Same.
I'm not doing anything past 8:30. That is my bedtime. My phone is on do not disturb.
I think you got to figure out what your sweet spot is with sleep though too. Because I can sometimes oversleep and then it has the opposite effect. Then I feel more tired. Mine's 8 to 9 hours.
Right. Isn't there, I'm pretty sure technology is like really good these days. Mm. Wouldn't know. I really want an Aura ring.
Get one. Well, like that's right up your alley.
It is so up my alley. But the thing is you know, I had the Apple Watch and I was like really addicted to my Apple Watch and now I hate my Apple Watch.
Why?
I just never wear it. I went and bought this new gold band for it the other day. It was like kind of expensive. Haven't worn it once. So that was a good purchase.
Got to get back on it.
But point being, would love to look into that more. And like I think you can, in those rings, it tells you like when you wake up in the night and it will tell you like when you should go to bed next to get the optimal REM cycle or whatever it is, you know. Well, we're probably going to go on a, like a real sleep journey this year.
No, I've been obsessed with listening to podcasts about sleep.
Interesting.
So interesting.
Well, sleep.
Sleep.
Good night.
My next wellness tip is to look into vitamins that your body needs.
Ooh.
So for me, it was iron.
Okay.
Well, that was just like, it made me so fatigued for so long and I didn't really know what it was. And then since taking it, I feel so much better. So you might be deprived of something. I don't know. Get blood tests done, figure it out and look after your body because you feel so much better.
I feel like just putting your health first is such a hot girl habit. Like if you feel like there's something wrong, like you said, go to a doctor.
Advocate for your health.
Advocate for your health. Find out what the issue is so then you can live your best life. Because, God, it's annoying. Like, oh, my stomach hurts. I'm bloated. I've got this. I've got that. I feel like we just kind of, especially women, we just have shit going on
and
all the time.
And you just think it's normal. You're just like, oh, yeah, that's just what happens to me.
Yes.
No, it's probably not normal. You can probably get it fixed.
Yes, and we don't have to be living like this.
No.
So, yeah, advocate for your health, look into it, see a naturopath. I don't know, take whatever route you want. But I think it's also really interesting to learn these things about yourself and watch how your life improves when you make
which
changes.
Which it will. It's crazy the difference once you get something looked at, which you kind of just ignored for so long. Mm. Black and white.
I guess obviously off the back of that as well, you can put all the serious stuff in, like make sure you're getting all your checks done. When you're not hot, it's when you're dead. So...
Do you know what, though, like health, like these hacks are all so good. Like we're going to talk about like saunas and listening to podcasts and all that's great, but this is actually serious. Like if something goes wrong with your health, like nothing else matters.
No.
So make that number one priority.
Brings me to my next point.
The time has come. She's going to talk about the ice bath.
The head of the ice bath committee's outside waiting with my like $100 to slap under the table. No, obviously we have to talk about it. Sauna, ice bath combo. We love an infrared sauna. That's a mutual love.
Mm-hmm. I love a sauna. Reading in the sauna, unreal.
I don't read. I've never read in the sauna.
Do you read? You need to start reading. Sorry, that was really bitchy.
Are you illiterate?
Do you like? You need to start reading fiction books.
See, I have. When I was younger, I loved fiction. Like I was a big reader in high school.
Because
like,
I never hear you talk about fiction books.
No, like I was like in the Jodi Picoult. Like I loved fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then after school, I just like fully just. My brain was so like, I just can't
Dude,
do this.
I think you would love it if you start getting into it.
I probably will get into some real weird shit.
You will love it. It's right up your, I think you'd actually love it so much.
I think it might make me like reading more because I have this barrier in my head. I'm like, I don't want to read fiction, but then I have all these nonfiction books, which I pick up and put down so much because I'm like, I don't feel like learning. I'm like listening to education podcasts all day. I'm doing my job and I'm sick of it.
Well, imagine like your next infrared sauna session, take in a fiction book.
It'll just be really.
It'll be so good.
We'll get real steamy up in that sauna.
You know what I mean?
Well, now I sit there with Tom and we're like,
I'll give you one of my books.
Oh, this will be a real good one in the sauna.
You're going to love it. Sorry, that was just.
Sorry about that. It's got lost in a little fantasy there. The mental health benefits. I mean, there's so many physical benefits for your health. I mean, you can look into that. There's so many great studies on saunas and ice baths. But I don't have my lab coat on and I'm not going to quote some bad statistics that I can't remember. So from a mental health point of view, I cannot recommend it enough. Even
loves it.
At the very minimum, you get half an hour not on your phone. That's it. at the least, and everything else is just a bonus.
No, dude, I remember when you first started doing it, you were saying how incredible you felt like all day.
Yeah. Honestly, like after an ice bath, I feel like I'm doing some like drugs, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, drugs in a good way.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah. Get it. In a healthy, safe way, I just feel like, let's go, let's take on the world. So I could not recommend that enough, because hot girls put their health first.
Love that.
Thank you.
Next category is beauty.
Perfect. This is something I know heaps about because I'm so gorgeous. I'll take this one, Mads.
Don't even worry.
My first tip for beauty, maybe not an expected tip.
Ooh,
I know. Booking your appointments in advance.
Okay, yeah. Like laser.
Yeah, because if you're facial. Hot girl like me, just trying to be a hot girl, who also has some time management issues.
No, you don't.
This will change your life, okay? Booking your beauty appointments in advance so you stay on top of them and you know that it's done will change the game. That's some real hot girl shit. Hair appointments, you book it as you're leaving your next one. You know when you need to book the next one. Nail appointments, don't even. I can't really speak on that right now. If you're not on video, I have the most effed up nails, like chipped red, really disgusting. So I should take my own advice here. But they wouldn't look like this if I'd book my appointments in advance, right? So I think that's a big beauty tip for me.
Yeah, personally. Make bookings. I like that because then it holds yourself accountable.
Exactly. And you know,
so you're not really going to call up and cancel, except for its laser. Yeah. I always call up and cancel my laser appointments.
Okay. We haven't spoken about laser in a while. Do you remember how? Okay, if you're a long time listener, you might remember my trials and tribulations with laser.
Are you still doing it?
I think like 2 years ago. I did laser for a full year. The Girl Code community told me just to keep pushing.
Yeah. They lied.
You just got to stick at it, okay? No. I did it for a full year. I missed a little bit, a few appointments, and then I like picked back up. You wouldn't even know.
Really?
Well, do you know what though? It's like a little bit less.
I think if you went back for a one-off, like if you went back in and got it done, it probably would come off easier.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
I think I just killed my spirit with it. Like I was so used to spreading my asshole for the same lady every, what is it, like a few weeks.
That's why I always call off and cancel. Like I'm not in the mood today.
No, like I had Mexican last night. I don't want to come here. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I completely.
I'm not trying to spread my cheeks today, but I felt like I just got past that barrier with her.
And did you have the same person every time?
Every single time. And then I just wasn't working. And I was like, I feel like you're scamming me. So I stopped going. And now I'm like, I don't want to, you know, spread them for someone else. But
yeah,
book your appointments in advance.
Yeah, laser's a tricky one.
Because once you fall off sometimes, then you
got to get back on.
Yeah, you fall off.
But it'll be easier once you start again.
Okay.
Like it'll go back to being a long window before you have to go.
Okay.
I think you'll probably always be going though.
That's not what I want to hear about.
I think that everyone should embrace natural features. So hair, for instance. Like I think I saw someone on TikTok. They've been doing those, you know, when you can do like the hair readings.
Oh, no.
And it's like tells you what your colors are.
Oh, I actually had someone tell me what my color is.
What's your
color? It's not this. It's copper.
Copper? Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is like your natural hair color, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my natural.
See, I love this hair color on you.
Thank you.
I think everyone looks really good with their natural hair color. Still loved the pink. Still loved the bleach blonde for a moment.
Of course.
But I think like natural beauty, I don't know. We used to do like lash extensions. Bleach blonde hair, like all these things.
Change our natural features. Yes.
Whereas I think when I see people that are just really like embracing the natural, I think is amazing. So
obviously each their own.
Everyone,
obviously there's certain people have certain insecurities and things.
Oh yeah.
Totally like.
Oh my God. Fine. If you want to change, do it.
We're the first people to advocate for like, you want Botox, you want this, you want pink hair. Like
I will be the first.
Yeah. But it's fine. But I think coming to that place, like hot girl confidence, where instead of trying to hide your features and change your features, I think there's something so beautiful in like a person's energy when they are just embracing their natural features. And that's like learning to do your makeup to suit your face shape. Look at your, like your eyes, what works, like your lips, like what. I think figuring all that stuff out and giving yourself time to, you know, fuck around with makeup and like, I don't know, test out hair colors, go back to your roots, like do all these things. I think, it just builds confidence and therefore hotter.
Yeah, I agree. I think just like embracing what you've got.
Yeah, and not trying to hide it.
Yeah. But also, if you do want to change something, by all means, go ahead.
Oh,
we've both changed things before.
Yeah, do not.
Yeah.
Do not worry. But we're just saying it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of off the back of that, being a high maintenance to be low maintenance.
Could not agree more.
Kind of falls into the same as like booking your appointments ahead of time. But I think a real hot girl tip is to, again, be on top of your appointments, but like get your brows done, get, you know, do the lash tint, lash lift, whatever the things are, those little things that you can do that will improve, like you said, your natural features and give you more free time in the morning. You can go out to the shops and like just put some skincare on and feel confident.
Yeah.
I think those little high maintenance things do in turn make your life a lot easier.
Lash tints and lash lifts, incredible. And getting your brows done, so good.
I know.
Makes life so much easier. Doing small things like that, it just makes everything so much faster, especially if you don't have a lot of time in the morning to get ready.
Yeah.
So much faster and easier.
You're already put together.
You're already put together. You're ready to go. Put a little bit of skincare, moisturizer out the door.
For sure. Even when I used to get I had my hair chemically straightened, like the keratin frizz thing, that seriously, I'm going to book in for that ASAP.
I want to do that.
Oh my God, I can't wait to go back again. It seriously halved my getting ready time. Probably more. So that's a high maintenance to be low maintenance.
Love that one. Okay, last beauty rapid fire tip is SPF.
That's a big one.
It's a big one. This kind of falls into having a good skincare routine, which I think is also very important, but SPF, top of the list.
Most importantly, you might be like hot short term, but we're looking for longevity here.
And you know what? We're trying to be sexy at 50.
Yeah. That's what this is about. Okay. No point being like hot for a couple years and then looking like a piece of crumpled paper in your 50s because you didn't wear SPF. Okay.
SPF is very important. Make sure you put it on every day.
Yeah. Hot girls are hot forever.
Yeah. We want to be slaying at 50, maybe even 60.
And also most importantly, no skin cancer.
No skin cancer. We don't want that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Mindfulness category.
Ooh. Okay, this one, pretty obvious, but it's gratitude. You can't be hot if you're not practicing gratitude.
I completely agree.
You can't just take. You have to stop and look at your life and be grateful for what you have, or you're not going to attract any new blessings. That sounded so like straight out of one of my meditation books.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
But it's true.
It's beautiful. No, I love it.
I think we can get so caught up on, you know, all these little things, but if you're not actually stopping and taking appreciation of your life, that's an ugly energy.
I also feel like it just makes life better when you're grateful for everything. You look at things with a new positivity.
Yeah, completely agree. I think that also kind of maybe falls into aura.
I think it does, but I'm sorry. Let's leave it there.
Okay, cool.
Mindfulness. Yeah,
I've hijacked the categories.
We spoke about this a little bit last week, but going on Pinterest and getting off social media channels. So you could kind of say like any other platform that's not just social media. For me, it's Pinterest. I get so happy when I'm on Pinterest, when I'm planning things, when I'm making my vision boards. We spoke about last week making like your, what did you call it? Like your
I think
who you are documents. Like
I think it was like a quarter life crisis or something. Identity crisis document. That's it.
So for me, it's just like going on Pinterest just makes me so happy and like making my vision boards. Yeah.
My next one is no phone in the morning. I think this has really, really changed my life. Obviously, sometimes there's emergencies, there's things on, you need to check your phone. But if you can make the effort to have 1 hour in the morning not going on your phone, obviously, if you want to go on your hot girl walk, put it in your pocket, but just don't interact. Don't check your emails. Put it on Do Not Disturb. It is such a nice start to your day. And I think you can just feel like you can handle the day a lot better. When you wake up and you put your body straight into like fight or flight, like stress, work, people wanting you, everyone wakes up with notifications. It's fucking aggressive. When you wake up with none, smooth sailing. Go make your coffee, ease into the day.
Go on Pinterest.
Yeah, go on Pinterest, on your computer, all these things. So definitely recommend.
My next mindfulness one is reading. Surprise, surprise. Yours is ice baths, mine's reading.
Yeah, that's what we're obsessed with.
Those are our vibes. But reading, I love reading. It's like the best hobby ever. Makes me so happy.
I think it's nice just to have things, especially now. I think we value things that aren't your phone.
Well, that's so much like hobbies that aren't being on your phone.
Mm.
So reading, I mean, Pinterest is kind of still on your phone. I started playing Sims again the other day. So random. But
it's so nice.
I know. I've been loving it.
I think as well, we really, I won't go into a tangent about hobbies, but I think hobbies are an important hot girl habit as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's so important to have things that you enjoy doing that don't earn you money.
Yeah.
And just have something that doesn't have the pressure on it, whether it is reading a book or like we went and played. Oh, you went there. Sorry. my other friends, we went and played tennis. Like I've never played tennis in my life. Like
yeah,
just
having things like that.
Doing fun little activities. That's hot girl shit.
Yeah. Things that don't involve job or social media.
Yeah.
Important.
Podcasts, obviously. Obviously, we think we're going to recommend you listen to Girl Code. Hot girls listen to Girl Code. It's obvious. Everyone knows it. But on the other side of things as well, I think it's really nice to have a mix of podcasts on your rotation. Personally, I have some that are just like chatting shit, and I love listening to that when I just want to zone out. And then I have other podcasts that are more information heavy and educational that I like to listen to when I go for a walk, and I can intentionally, you know, listen to it. And I think that's really nice to have that balance so you're not over consuming educational stuff to the point that you're spiraling and questioning every single aspect of your life. And having that fun hot girl podcast like Girl Code to listen to.
Yeah, podcasts are good. Sometimes it's nice to break it up from music too. Have a mix.
Hot girls learn.
Hot girls learn. Okay, last category is aura. And this one, my number one, I think, is confidence.
She's confident. Go listen.
Go listen. We'll link it again down below in the show notes. But this hot girl habits, aura, definitely confidence. And confidence isn't so much, we did a huge deep dive on this, but confidence isn't so much as like you get to a place where you're like, oh, instantly I'm confident. It's showing up and it's kind of like pretending almost.
Yeah.
Like you pretend to be confident and that's what it is. No one knows if you don't actually feel confident inside.
No, you just keep doing it until the point that you actually believe it. I think another point for confidence and something that's really helped me develop my confidence, especially in the last year, is having discipline. That was one of my hot girl tips, but we'll just chuck it in right here.
Mm.
Discipline.
Discipline's such a big one.
Showing up for yourself and proving to yourself that you do the things that you say, you finish the things that you start, and, you know, you keep all your promises, you stick to your word. Or every single time you do that, you build like a little bit more confidence in yourself to the point that now when you show up in a place, you know exactly who you are, you know what you bring to the table. And I think you just slowly start chipping away at that. But I think, you know, if a way to start is just start finishing what you say you're going to do and trust yourself.
There's a really good, I'm going to plug another podcast that we both love. Leo Skeppy. Lack of discipline makes you ugly.
That is such a good episode.
That is one of my favorite pod. I think I've listened to it like 5 times.
Yeah.
Such a good episode. He's very aggressive, straight to the point, which I actually love. He's an icon.
Dream guest.
I love Leo so much.
Please come on.
Please come on if you're listening. Everyone tag Girl Code in his comments.
Oh, please. We love
him. But go listen to Lack of Discipline Makes You Ugly, because there's some really good points in there about discipline.
It's true. It does make you ugly. Hot girls trust themselves and they back themselves, and you fake it until you make it. No, fake it until you believe it.
Yeah.
I like that. My next one is curiosity.
I love that. Being curious about stuff. Yeah.
I think it's so important to just stay curious. Mm-hmm. I think we can get so caught up in like life and how your life is in that moment and your friends and everything is just the same. I think it's so important to go out of your way to talk to new people, make that first awkward interaction and conversation, and ask people, like talk to your grandparents, like make more of an effort just to be curious about people's lives. And I think through doing that, you'll open yourself up to so many more opportunities and like lessons and get all this valuable information so you can be prepared ahead of time before you hit that point in your life.
I love that.
Stay curious, stay learning. I think, just don't get too comfortable with your current
situation,
you know. Also, I think it just makes you so hot and interesting when you have interesting things to say. The more you get out there and you get curious, you experience things, the more I think attractive you become.
Mm-hmm.
I also have boundaries, setting boundaries, I think also falls into the discipline category. I think just staying true to your boundaries. If you don't want to go to something, say no. If you don't want to be treated like this by a man, saying stand up for yourself. I think sticking to those, your beliefs, makes you attractive.
And I think people respect you more when they see that you have boundaries and you enforce them.
Yes. A book rec, Why Men Love Bitches.
Oh, I love that book.
It's so good. I mean, obviously it can be like pretty extreme.
It can be a little bit toxic.
Yeah. Take what you want from it. But a really important takeaway I took from that book was the sense of not becoming a doormat.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you just get walked all over all the time. And you in your head can start thinking, oh, I'm doing this for them. I'm helping them out. Like, oh, I'm finishing work early to go pick something up for my boyfriend, or I'm doing this, you know, just to help them out. But really what you're doing is you're not sticking to your boundaries and you're not asserting your boundaries, and therefore people will take advantage of you and they will not respect you. And you might think you're doing them a disservice, or like yourself a disservice, by like, you know, I don't know, doing that thing, or like going out of your way when you don't really want to, or going to that party because you think you should, but really you're actually doing the opposite. So hot girls stick to their boundaries.
Preach.
And hot girls know when to leave the function.
That's a huge one. When to leave the function.
We did a whole thing. What was it? Second location theory.
Huge.
Go listen to that episode.
We used to be really bad at this. We're still learning.
Yeah. Knowing when to leave is so key.
In all areas though.
Yes. Knowing when to leave a relationship.
A job.
A job. A party.
A friendship.
Even like cutting ties with family. I think it's really important just to be so aware of what's going on in like your situation and know
when it's time.
When the right time to leave is. And in the sense of like a party, that first time you think you should go is exactly when
nothing
you should
good happens after 2 a.m.
No.
I would literally die on that hill. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
No, go listen to the second location theory episode if you want more of a deep dive on that. But a hot girl knows when to leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one to wrap this up, which is a little bit sappy, but I'm just going to say it.
Go on.
Kindness. Sorry. Oh. It's very sappy, but it's so true. When I actually think about who like the hottest people I know are, they're genuinely like the most kind and warm people.
Yeah.
So you could be like the actual physically most beautiful person, but if your personality and you're mean to people and you're just not genuine and kind, instantly zero.
Everyone has that built-in like radar. Mm-hmm. You know when you meet someone for the first time and something's off.
Yes.
And they end up being an awful person.
Yeah.
When you meet someone and they radiate that confident, kind,
like warmth, glow,
you know, loyal, trustworthy aura, they are so much more beautiful.
Yeah.
You could have the hottest, most stunning girl, and she could have the most horrible personality, and instantly it's just not hot. That's not hot.
It goes a long way having a really genuine and warm personality.
Yeah. Agree. So, I think that's probably like one of the most important.
I think it was nice to finish on.
That was cute. Like, it was really wholesome.
Yeah, very wholesome. But Yeah. That's it.
No. Well, we have to wrap this episode here. This was a little short one.
We hope you guys enjoyed it though. I'm going to listen back to this. I think I need to start setting a reminder to listen back to these episodes like once a month.
Reflections.
Get back on track if you've fallen off. So
personally, I would rather be waterboarded than listen to one of our episodes
every week.
Not that you guys shouldn't. It's just not.
Oh, you were actually saying.
Oh,
sorry. Yes.
No, I only say that because who
I
wants
would
to
rather
listen
to be water?
Who wants to listen to their own voice more?
No, I can. Yeah.
After the edit and the and the clips, I'm not listening to us again. But you guys should.
You guys should.
And you can. You can. That can be your.
I will try. Otherwise, it's just every time I see like a podcast that does like hot girl something, like tips, I just sucks me right in.
I feel like we're so passionate about these topics too.
Mm-hmm.
We really veered away from this style episode for a while, but I think we're going to start bringing these back because we love it. The podcast just grows and changes with us and our stages of life, and I feel like,
we're in our wholesome era.
We're in a bit of a self-help era right now, so let us know if you want more of this because we have a lot to say.
We do.
Okay.
Housekeeping before I let you guys go. If you would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Nailed it.
Thank you. It's just at Girl Code the Podcast, and it will be linked in the show notes down below.
All right. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.